Okay, so this is a visualization exercise to overcome anxiety and fear and sadness and overwhelm. So what I'd like you to do is make yourself comfortable, uncross your legs and arms, put your feet flat on the floor. So when you're listening to this exercise, it's really important you find a comfy chair to sit in, a space you won't be disturbed. So ask your brother not to come into the room while you're practicing it in the bedroom. The other thing that's important is to practice it and listen to it every single day. So this visualization exercise, we're going to use the character Gamora, because she to you represents strength, courage, perseverance, which is basically persistence, determination, caring, kindness, and sensitivity. She's a character who has a fantastic depth of strength that I think will help you overcome the worry and the self-doubt. Overcome that tendency to think the worst, so the catastrophizing. Overcome the tendency to just focus on the negative, and instead we want you to focus on the positive. Overcome the tendency to magnify things, so to make comments that one or two people have said and make them in your mind big. This visualization exercise will help you interrupt rumination. Interrupt that rumination and use the breathing to calm yourself down. So as I'm quiet, just for the first few moments, I want you to breathe nice and deep and slow in through your nose and out through your mouth. And as you breathe now in through your nose, I want you to focus on the movement of the air coming in through your nose ever so slowly. Breathing nice and deep and slow into seven. And all the way out to 11, out through your mouth, all the way out. Breathing nice and deep and slow into seven. And out, all the way out to 11. So let's do that together a few times, into seven. And out to 11. Into seven. And out to 11. Good. Into seven. And out to 11. Now it's going to be really important, so you continue to breathe as I explain this. In order to overcome the catastrophizing, the magnifying, and the filtering, it's also going to be really important to interrupt all ruminations. Any time where you're dwelling on all the things you have to do, dwelling on the negative things the students or the teachers have done or said, whenever you're dwelling on these things, you'll make them big, you'll feel anxiety, you'll feel dread, sadness, and overwhelm. So it's going to be really important you do your 7-11 breathing and distract yourself. Think positively and calmly. And so just for a few moments now, I'd like you to come up with some calming coping thoughts that you're going to use on the way to school each and every day. So on the way to school, when you're on the bus or in the car with your dad driving to school, I want you to be listening to this recording, but I want you to be using your calming coping thoughts. And so think about all the teachers at your school who are kind, who are understanding, who are caring. all the teachers you've had in the past who are kind, caring, and understanding. I also want you to think about all the students who haven't said negative things, who haven't made jokes, who haven't picked on you. Think about those kids, those girls, those boys who you can start to befriend. Also think about the things that you can do and say to these people who've behaved inappropriately. Such things as, I don't like that, that's not nice. It hurts me when you say things like that. I don't wish to be your friend right now. Or to the teacher, telling him privately, I really don't want you to talk about how I'm doing on tests or assignments in front of the class. It makes me feel bad about myself. These are all things you can do. You can focus on the teachers who are kind and understanding. You can focus on the kids who haven't said anything and befriend those. You can also focus on the things you can say and do to the people who have done or said inappropriate things. So when you're on the bus or in the car, you're listening to this recording, and you're thinking about calming coping statements, I can handle this, I can do this, I can breathe my way through the anxiety. I can simply distract myself and focus on other things. I don't need to focus on the math test or the assignment. I don't need to focus on the negative things that are said, or the teacher or the kids. I can focus on the things I choose to. I can distract my mind and think about prayers or poems, sing songs in my head. I can do anything I want with my mind. I don't have to focus on the negative. Reminding yourself, for most of this year, you've been to school. For most of this year, you've handled it. Yes, it's difficult right now. You're behind. But you're catching up slowly. You're doing what you need to do. It's not perfect. It's not ideal. It's a little bit rough right now, but you can handle it. So take a moment as I'm quiet to think about the calming, coping, positive things you can be saying to yourself in the car and on the bus. Just bring those to the forefront of your mind, just quietly in your mind. They may be some of the things I've said already, or they may be your own thoughts, your own words that are inspiring you. The same words and thoughts that Gomorrah would say to herself, I can do this, I can overcome this. This is not a big deal, one step at a time. Whatever it might be, just think about what Gomorrah would say in this situation. Good. So what I want you to do is bring to mind first what it feels like when you wake up in the morning. Notice what thoughts immediately enter your mind. Notice how your breathing changes. Notice how you're ruminating, focusing on the negative, catastrophizing, magnifying. Notice how you're doing short, shallow chest breathing and ruminating over and over again. You're thinking about what you don't want to do. You're thinking about the negative things. You're thinking the worst. So take a mind moment to bring all of that back to the forefront of your mind. So you can really recall right now what it feels like in the morning, the distress, the dread, the overwhelm, the sadness. See yourself wandering around the house, dwelling on this, thinking about it, wanting to avoid it. The dread is building, the anxiety is building. You're saying to yourself, I don't want to do this. Okay? So in that moment, you're acting very much like a little child having a temper tantrum. And that's not said in any way to be mean or diminutive. when you see a child have a temper tantrum, it's very much, I don't want that, I want this, blah, 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 blah. And they feel, that's exactly how they feel. They just are getting sucked into their emotions. So I want you to think about, in that situation in the morning, I want you to think about what Gomorrah would advise you the goal is for that day. What is your goal? Gomorrah would tell you, she's standing in front of you, and she's with you, and she's going to be with you all day. She's looking into your eyes. What would you hear her say? The goal for you, the challenge for you that day. What is the challenge she's giving you? I'm thinking, and it's okay if I'm wrong, I'm thinking Gomorrah would be telling you, okay, Samantha, it's time to face your demons. It's time to face your fears. It's not as bad as you seems, and you can overcome it one day at a time. I'm pretty sure Gomorrah would be encouraging you to go out there and to face it, to be courageous, to persevere. Gomorrah would be telling you, you can do it. Those are the words that you need to be hearing. Those are the words you need to be listening to. So just take a moment to really hear in your mind what Gomorrah would be telling you. When you get on that bus, or you get in that car, and you walk in that school, and you face the kids in your class, and you face your math teacher, anybody else who might be handling the situation less than optimal, when you take a stand, you're showing your strength. You're showing that you're a strong girl, that regardless of the fact that you might be behind, regardless of the fact that you're not really sure of what's going on, you're not quite on top of things, you're ready and prepared to face the day, whatever comes your way. And as Gomorrah, you'll handle whatever comes your way. You'll deal with it one day at a time, one hour at a time, and slowly, one day after another, you'll overcome this challenge. You'll be on top. You'll be finished this year, and you'll face the next year with even greater courage, even greater confidence and belief in yourself. No matter what somebody says to you, no matter how badly they behave, it doesn't stop you. So you can take a moment to think about times when Gomorrah did not let other people's bad behavior, bad choices, or different beliefs stand in her way. So just bring those times to mind where she too faced problems, overcame challenges. Just bring those back to the forefront of your mind. You've had other situations in the past. Yes, they may not seem as big as this does now. But again, it may seem big, but it's not really big. In a year, 2 years, you'll even forget this occurred. This will be small and insignificant. But there's times in the past where you had a project and you had no idea how to do it. There were times in the past where you were studying for exams and you didn't have a clue as to what was going on. There's times in the past where you struggled with assignments, with tests. Everyone does. We all have these times. I want you to remember those times in the past and how you overcame them now. What are the things that you just did and said to yourself? And yes, maybe it came easier, but you just probably believed if I persevere and work through it, I'll get it done. So bring those situations in the past to the forefront of your mind, remembering challenges you had in the past and how you overcame them. Now I want you to think about as well, bring those memories and those experiences with you. And I want you to see yourself in your house in the morning. And I want you to imagine that Gamora is right at your side. She's standing shoulder to shoulder with you. Her strength is there. And she is what we call your wise self. We all have a wise part of ourselves. This is a calm, reasonable, rational, sensible, kind part of ourselves that we all have. Generally, we associate it with an older part of ourselves. So Gamora represents the strength you have inside. Gamora represents that determination you have inside of you that we all have. And in order to make that determination, that strength stronger, we need to use it. We need to use our strength. We need to tap into our strength. We need to face the things we're afraid of. That's how Gamora got as strong as she is. She tapped into her strength, her determination, her persistence, and she fought. Small fights and big fights. She faced the things she was afraid of in small ways and big ways each and every day. And as she did, her strength grew, her determination grew, her sensitivity and kindness grew. Most of all, you'd call it her belief in herself grew. Her sense of self, her identity grew. She came to understand who she was as a strong, determined, caring, courageous woman. So feel her standing beside you. Feel her strength, feel her wisdom. And yes, we all have a part of ourselves that we call the reactive part of ourselves. This reactive part of ourselves is typically a part of ourselves we associate with being a younger part of ourselves. It's a more emotional part of ourselves, a more irrational. It's a part of ourselves that has temper tantrums, even into adulthood. It's a part of ourselves that worries, has anxiety, feels sadness and overwhelm. This reactive younger part of ourself is there. And I'd like you to bring to mind what this part of you looks like, sounds like, feels like. It may feel like a smaller, more out of control, younger part of yourself, like a child. May feel different than that. Just bring to mind what this reactive younger part of yourself feels like, looks like, talks like, moves like. This is the part of ourselves that tries to trick us into believing anxious, negative thoughts. We all have it. So on the right-hand side of you, you have your wise part of yourself represented by Gamora. This is the inner strength, the determination, the courage, the wisdom. And I know you have wisdom because you value kindness, sensitivity, and caring. This is a wisdom that you have that exceeds your age. You have the kind of wisdom that a child in grade 10 would have. You have the kind of wisdom that a lot of girls and boys your age don't necessarily have. a lot of. There's some in your grade that do have this wisdom, this sense of importance they place on caring, sensitivity, understanding, and compassion. There are some in your class, there, just as there are some teachers who have a better sense of this. So this is a part of you I know you already have. The other part of you that needs growth and cultivation is that inner strength, that fierceness, that determination that Gamora has. So I'd like you to connect with that part of you now. That fierceness to do what you want to do, that determination to face your challenges, that strength that I know is there, but just like a little seedling needs to be watered to grow. Focus on that strength, that fierceness, that determination, similar to what Gamora has. Imagine it growing. Feel your posture getting bigger. Feel your voice getting stronger, more authoritative, more clear in your speech. Feel your whole body strengthening and sitting up. Feel the strength in your spine as you embody that strength, determination, and fierceness. Just like a seedling, you need to water it to grow. You need to use it to make it stronger, just like a muscle. The more you flex that muscle, the more you use that muscle, the stronger that muscle gets. Every skill needs to be used to grow. So see yourself, feel yourself flexing those muscles of strength, determination, and fierceness. Yes, the kindness, compassion, and understanding is there, just like Gamora has. But embody, cultivate, water, flex the muscles of strength, determination, and courage. See yourself, feel yourself getting in that car. Anytime there's an anxious thought, you do your breathing, you distract yourself, you think positive. I can do this. We can do this together. I can face these comments. I can face these challenges. Soon this year will be over and I'll have a new year to face, and I'll face it with confidence, fierceness, and determination. You've done it before and you can do it again. One day at a time, 1 hour at a time, 1 week at a time. As you cultivate this fierceness, the determination, this strong voice, this courage, it'll grow stronger and stronger. So connect, really connect with that feeling of courage, fierceness, determination that Gamora embodies. You two are alike in many, many ways. You're compassionate, you're caring, you're sensitive beyond your years right now. You just also need to cultivate the same determination, strength, and fierceness she has. See yourself getting in the car, getting on the bus. See yourself overcoming each of those hurdles, stepping onto the bus, sitting down, challenging those negative thoughts, doing your breathing, thinking positive. I can do this. It's okay. I've done it before. This won't kill me. Yes, I might not like it, but I can do it and I can overcome it. I can stand up to people. I can say I don't like things. I can ask for what I need. I can get through this day. See yourself, feel yourself getting on the bus, getting in the car, sitting down, riding your way to school, distracting yourself, breathing, feeling the strength of the Gamora with you, feeling her courage, feeling her wisdom, her determination, and her fierceness. Feel yourself, see yourself fighting every anxious thought, every sadness over feeling of overwhelm along the way. You're crushing it, stomping on it. And you may even imagine just capturing those negative thoughts in your palms, making fists, crumbling them and blowing them away. Catching them in your palms, making fists, crumbling them and blowing them away. See yourself, feel yourself getting out of the car, getting off the bus, going into school. See yourself, feel yourself standing tall, walking into that school. Feel the strength in each step you take. You're determined to face this day. You're determined to overcome this challenge, this hurdle. You're determined to face these people, to learn the things that you don't know, to get caught up as best you can, to do your best on the exams and the tests and assignments that is reasonable within the time you have. You're determined to face each class at a time, to do what you can, ask for what you need, say no to people, speak up, be loud. See yourself, feel yourself going about the day, doing those things. Gamora is at your side. She's always with you. Focus on that strength, that determination and courage, and you'll flex that muscle more and more. That muscle will grow stronger. Your courage, determination, and fierceness will grow stronger. You'll crush those negative thoughts. You'll think positively. You'll know you can do whatever and face whatever comes your way. You have the confidence, the determination, and the strength. See yourself at lunch. Maybe you go for a walk. Alone, you listen to this recording, you do your breathing, maybe you hang out with somebody new who's kind and caring. Whatever you do, you're taking care of yourself. You're staying calm, you're staying confident. You're facing the next part of the day. One class at a time, 1 hour at a time, 1 afternoon at a time. And at the end of the day, you feel congratulatory. You thank yourself and you congratulate yourself for facing these challenges. And each and every day, you do this. Each and every day, you build this success, the easier it gets, because the confidence grows stronger. Gamora just knows she can do whatever challenges her. But there was a time where she had to talk to herself, encourage herself, inspire herself, just like you today. This takes active work, to talk to yourself in a kind and positive way, to encourage yourself to face the things that are scary. And each and every day you do, you get stronger as you flex the courage, the determination, the fierceness. And at home at night, so you leave school, you congratulate yourself. You recognize it wasn't as bad as you thought it was going to be. You recognize there were some positives throughout the day. Some times where you had a few laughs. Some times where you understood some material. Yes, there's frustrating times, especially at first. There's times where you feel overwhelmed, but you can only do one thing at a time. So you got on the bus at the end of the day and you go home. You do your breathing, you listen to happy music, you sit down to do your homework in 15-minute chunks, congratulating yourself each time you spend 15 minutes. Congratulating yourself with each task you do, taking some breaks, returning to it. You applaud your successes. And little by little, day after day, there's less and less to do. You get more and more caught up. You feel more aware of what's going on in class. You don't feel so behind. But it starts with each day, each 15-minute task, one day at a time. You can only do one thing at a time. So each and every night, you do your breathing, you do your distractions, you do your meditation before you go to sleep at night so you can sleep deeply, calmly, and feel restored in the morning. And again, you start over again the next day. Connecting with your strength, connecting with your fierceness, your courage, your determination to face the day. And as you do this, each and every day, what'll happen if you stick with it, if you persist, within a short amount of time, a week to 2 weeks, what happens is it becomes less of an issue. It becomes less work. The more you do it, the more consistently you do it, the more you persist, the easier it is. Because your confidence, strength, determination, and courage grow. So take a moment to really connect with this image of you and Gemora and how she's going to inspire you, the things that you want her to tell you. When you think about the end of June, when school is all done, you've written your exams, you've done as many assignments as you can get done, you've done a decent job on your exams, how are you going to feel about your fierceness, your determination, and your courage? How wonderful is that going to feel to know, despite the anxiety, the doubt, the feelings of overwhelm, you persisted? How wonderful is that going to feel? Take a moment to imagine that. How successful, confident, strong, determined, and fierce you're going to feel. There may be some way, each and every day, you can take Gemora with you. Perhaps there's a piece of clothing, a jewelry you have that'll represent her. Something you can put on, wear, take with you every single day. It may be a special stone, ring, a bracelet, a necklace. It's better if it's something you can see. So think in mind, take a moment to think, what's around your house that represents strength, determination, and courage that you can bring with you every day? You can have it in your pocket, on your hand, on your wrist. That'll represent the same strength, determination, courage, and fierceness of Gemora. What is that object? I want you to make a commitment to yourself to bring that with you, to find it, to locate it, and to put a note somewhere so that you take it every single day. Remembering that anxious, worry, overwhelming, sad thoughts is just a byproduct of the young, reactive, immature part of ourself that we all have. It doesn't represent the truth. It doesn't represent reality. And it's not helpful to listen to. Instead, it's more helpful to listen to the calming, positive, encouraging thoughts, the kind of thoughts that Gemora would speak to you, the kind of thoughts she would whisper in your ear, the kind of inspiring, encouraging, and wonderful thoughts that she would say to you. These are the things that are important to focus on. So each and every day, I want you to commit to practicing this exercise. To focus on this, to practice your breathing, to practice thinking positively, calmly, interrupting your ruminations, listening to your passive muscle relaxation, thinking about things in 15-minute chunks, but using your voice to take care of yourself, to ask for what you need, and to say no and tell people when they're doing and saying things you don't appreciate, that you don't like, that you wish them to stop. Using your voice, the same voice Gemora has, by connecting with her strength, determination, and courage to face challenges every single day so that you can flex the muscles of determination and courage every single day. So make a promise to find this object in your home that you can take with you that'll remind you to connect every day throughout the day with the strength, determination, courage, and fierceness of Gemora. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return to the room around you.